From the Financial Times in Munich, I'm Cardiff Garcia, and this is FT News. I arrived in Munich on the morning of Friday, July 22nd, for the start of a week-long fellowship-like program in Germany with 25 other Americans that's hosted by a nonprofit called ACG, or the American Council for Germany. After spending the day trying to shake off our jet lag, we sat down for an outdoors dinner at the Café Nürnberger Bratwurst Glocal in Munich's Altstadt neighborhood. Very quickly, still in the early evening, news of multiple shootings started to spread through the cafe as people started checking their smartphones, and helicopters were heard overhead, as they would be for the rest of the night. And we saw groups of people alternately walking quickly by and sprinting down the street, but along with the other diners, we were moved indoors and asked to stay inside. Our own group sat in the upstairs of the cafe, and after a short period of time, the doors were locked and the lights were switched off simply as precautionary measures. It was clear that the people inside, including the waitstaff, were tense, but they were also mostly calm. And after a while, a police officer showed up and told us that, yes, they suspected acts of terrorism, which didn't surprise anybody. And could we please stay inside for a while longer as part of the entire city's lockdown? And while I was there, I spoke to a few of the other diners. Some of them were a bit rattled. Others simply wanted to know what was going on.
I'm Georg Fischbach.
Where were you when you heard that something had happened?
We were in the garden of this restaurant, and we have saw that some people are running the down the street, and then we go inside.
Okay. Were you worried? Were you afraid when it happened?
A little bit.
A little bit. Okay.
Jen Allwill from Manchester.
From Manchester, visiting here on vacation?
Yeah.
Okay, and what's your name?
Paul Carroll.
Are you two married?
No, engaged.
Engaged. Yeah. Congratulations. sorry about what happened.
We went and we sat right at the back of the bar.
Yeah.
But we were reading the news reports on what had happened. We looked up and we saw everybody running
and then
from the windows.
And people shouting to run. They were coming through the bar.
Yeah.
So we went through the kitchen and out. And
the staff took us through the kitchen to get us out.
To be clear, this is all at the Hard Rock Cafe.
All at the Hard Rock Cafe, running... yeah.
Okay.
So we ran out of there. We got to near this church.
Yeah.
Here, we stopped. We started to walk. We thought, we'll be it's okay now.
Right.
And then as we walked past this church, everybody started to scream. And we're running back the opposite way, away from, back towards where we'd come from. So we had to run again. And then we just, we ran around the corner. We saw this bar, and they were just shutting the door. And then they let someone out, so we ran in as quickly as we can, and we've been sat in here ever since.
A few hours passed, and although the shooters hadn't been caught yet, we could see through the windows that some people were returning to the streets, and things were loosening up a bit. We had a big group of Americans with us, and eventually the police came to the cafe to give us and some of the other diners an escort back to our and their respective hotels and homes. While back at the hotel, we met a number of people who were struggling to leave the city because they weren't sure which streets were blocked off. And well after midnight, the police in Munich were tweeting that people should remain inside and that they would be updating journalists soon. Shortly after 2 a.m., German police were saying that the gunman had acted alone and then killed himself, just one gunman. But the motive was unknown, and there was still a lot about the horrific story of what had just happened that was still to be explained. I'm Cardiff Garcia, FT News, in Munich.